198, it's Courtney and Company at 728. I have to wish a happy birthday to my nieces, Harper and Hadley. They turn 6 today.
Oh, happy birthday. Such cute names. Harper and Hadley.
And they live in Kansas City.
Do they listen?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
their mom does. Their mom does sometimes. Right. But I did order their presents through Amazon. Their whole family, like...
online shops. It's all they
do. It's all Amazon wish lists. What do the girls want? I'm going to send you an Amazon wish list. They, like, that's their go-to. So, easy for me, right? But not easy for some people, because the story just came out this week that Amazon is canceling accounts. Not a lot. Maybe a couple dozen accounts have been canceled, and Amazon has said to these people, you can't open up a new one.
What?
Whoa. Without warning, not saying like this is your final double secret probation, just one day canceled.
Why?
It's because these people are returning too much stuff.
Only a couple dozen?
Yeah.
But I mean, don't you think a lot of people use Amazon online for a business and then resell? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. They don't have an official limit on returns, but they say in their terms that they have the right to terminate accounts at their discretion. And you know, they have all these different formulas. I'm sure there's some algorithm where they can see if you are
habitual
buying stuff. And especially with 2-day, you know, you buy it, you have it shipped, you maybe use it, you box it back up, and you return it.
Also fraudulent returns, like returning something with the box and the
sending
receipt,
the wrong,
but sending a different item.
Oh yeah.
Sending the wrong items back.
I'm a criminal. I have a criminal mind, Kevin.
Oh, you do?
But I'm just too lazy.
They say if the behavior is consistently outside the norm, that's not the kind of customer they want.
Wow. Yeah, they don't care.
Shun. Yeah, they are, I mean, crazy.
It must have to be really bad if it's that few people that they're actually cutting off. And I know so many people just buy, you know, 4 sizes close to them and then pick one and send the other ones back. I think that's a fairly common thing.
If you don't know the brand.
Right. They say it's more like a typical reason for returns. Not like they can see that you ordered a bunch of different sizes and kept one and returned all the rest.
And they're probably cool with that.
Yeah.
They can see everything is what they can see.
Yeah,
really. They're listening to us right now and maybe closing our accounts because we're talking about this. But there's a new survey out talking about people's purchases and regrets. 51% of people, which I think is low, say they regret making a big purchase.
I think you get over it though. Like the house, you're scared.
Yeah.
You don't know how your life is going to, you know, right. You do it and think this is doable, but then you start worrying when you sign the papers.
And you may regret that purchase if, say, there's something wrong with the house or you overspent and you thought I could make the payments.
They say about 1 in 4 people start regretting within an hour that they made the purchase. And this isn't expensive. The 10 things we're most likely to regret buying, fast food is on there.
Well, yeah. That's not a big purchase.
That's
though.
Not anything you can return
either. Yeah, you regret it for different reasons.
Yeah.
Clothes, a car, furniture, memorabilia, vacation.
Tim, do you have any regrets about the memorabilia?
Some of it, yeah.
A pet.
Aww.
Oh, I know.
That hurts me.
Designer purse and an engagement ring.
Yikes.
Ugh. Maybe don't admit to that one in the survey.
Well, they're anonymous. They don't care.
Do we regret things you didn't know? I don't know. We haven't done it yet. But
we'll see.
Coming up.
It's no one will have any regrets. I assure you that.
Jelly. That's your code word for the 12K a day giveaway. Jelly, J-E-L-L-Y. Text that to 72881 by the end of the hour to win $1,000.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
This is the segment where I share things that you didn't know.
Come on.
Sometimes.
Here's something you didn't know. The first Google Doodle, that's like when the homepage becomes something kind of fun and interactive. The first one they ever did was in 1998 for the Burning Man Festival, because both of the founders of Google were going, so they thought it'd be a funny way to let people know that they were out of the office.
How about that?
And it caught on.
Weird.
That's funny that both of them were at Burning Man.
Classic Google. Here's something you didn't know. Seeing Eye Dog is trademarked by the first school to train dogs for the blind, the Seeing Eye Incorporated. Only dogs that were trained there can be called Seeing Eye Dogs. The rest are supposed to be called dog guides.
I don't believe
it. Well, think about it. Nobody ever says that anymore, really. They say support dogs.
Yeah, that's why.
Well,
yeah.
Support dogs is different, right? That's like emotional support as opposed to...
No, but I think it could also be for Seeing Eye Dogs.
Yes.
They trademark themselves out of relevancy.
Mm.
Yeah, because there's so many organizations now that provide dogs for the blind.
Yeah, I think I would still say Seeing Eye.
You're going to get sued.
They can sue me if they want. Here's something you didn't know. Dr. Pepper promoted itself as a hot drink for the winter in the 1960s. If you heat it up, it turns thicker, almost like apple cider.
I think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
That's ridiculous.
Did you say a summer drink?
No, winter.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Now I'm curious. Now I want to heat up some Dr. Pepper.
Let's do it. There's some in the refrigerator, and people are stealing sodas around here all the time.
Oh, yeah. got an email over the weekend. It's happened twice now.
Yeah, people are losing it. Here's something you didn't know. People who run marathons finish the race about a half inch shorter than they started.
Yeah, the pressure on your body just like pounding the pavement.
Yeah, it's a temporary effect of your back muscles tensing up over the course of the race.
Sounds like it's really good for you.
There's also the bathroom thing.
Yes.
Don't know what you're talking about.
You don't want to know.
Here's something you didn't know. The 16 largest ships in the world produce as much pollution as all 800 million cars in the world combined.
What? That's terrible.
16.
Can we just round up those ships and put them out? Dock them?
Man.
No, man. They're shipping stuff. Here's something you didn't know. Cats are the serial killers of the animal world. They're responsible for killing off at least 33 species of birds, mammals, and reptiles.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Turn down that radio!
Here's something you know. Awful. The first CD that was ever made and sold in the United States was Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA in 1984.
Ah, I like that. Yeah. That's very
interesting. In 1984?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's something you know. During a push-up, guys, that's the thing where you are down on the ground with the...
Your whole body's down on the ground?
Yeah, in case we don't all know. You're supporting 69% of your body weight in the up position and 75% of your body weight in the down position.
Chat, please.
So the down is harder?
Uh-huh. Yeah, think about it. When you're up, you're like, all right, everything's cool. And then
no,
you're
but
like,
getting up is...
But if you have to just hold down where you're not, your body's not on the ground, but you're... Because when you do a push-up...
Oh, yeah, plank. It's hard.
Yes. Kind, yeah.
Oh, I'd plank all day instead of doing a push-up.
Do you push up?
# plank all day.
Plank all day.
Do you push up? Forgive me, but shut up.
On your knees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Chicks.
But you do it, too.
I don't do push-ups at all. Here's something you didn't know. There's been one Tinder match in Antarctica. An American scientist in Antarctica used Tinder in 2013 and found a female scientist a 45-minute helicopter ride away. They both swiped.
How you doing?
They both swiped right, obviously.
Well, they had to.
And they're scientists.
Like, there's one.
How many people are in Antarctica to begin with?
I don't know. They must have been really bored. But she left before they could meet up.
Aww.
Oh, that's sad.
Here's something you didn't know. Sony was producing and selling a Walkman with a cassette player until 2010.
Say what?
Here's something you didn't know. Patrick Ewing almost went to the University of North Carolina, where he would have been teammates with Michael Jordan. But the weekend he went to visit, there was a huge KKK rally, so he went to Georgetown instead.
Oh, God.
Dang it.
Here's something you didn't know. The guy who assassinated President Garfield in 1881 used a gun with an ivory handle because he thought it would look good in a museum.
What?
Ew.
But it got lost. It's not in a museum.
Nope.
Here's something you didn't know. The roles in Brokeback Mountain were originally supposed to be Mark Wahlberg and Joaquin Phoenix, but they were uncomfortable with certain scenes, so they dropped out.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. They did
what?
Horseback riding. They didn't want to... There's the bareback scenes they had a problem with.
All right.
Here's something you didn't know. Cheese is not one of the 27 ingredients listed on a can of Cheese Whiz.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Hence the spelling?
Hence the spelling, that's right.
Don't make me angry.
How do you spell?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Z, with a Z.
Oh, yeah, because that's an FDA rule.
Yeah.
Like, if you see chicken in the frozen section, chicken nuggets, but it's not spelled chicken, it's like C-H-apostrophe-K-N.
Uh-huh.
I think that's when it's vegetarian chicken, though. I think that's intentional.
Yeah, but it means, like, there's not chicken. You can't call it chicken if there's not chicken right in there.
It's like when It's like when you go over to the seafood.
Ooh, la, la.
Oh, my gosh.
The seafood case and crab is spelled with a K.
Oh. Also not on the ingredients for Cheese Whiz. Whiz.
Spelled differently.
Things you didn't know.
No, Cheese Whiz can. What are Cheese Whiz cans?
What like do you mean, it's like Cheese Whiz cans?
That Cheese Whiz.
The spray.
No, the spray is not called Cheese Whiz.
I think it is.
That's called Easy Cheese. Trust me, I ate a lot of it back in the day on a club cracker. Cheese Whiz is in a jar, right?
What? I don't think so. I'm picturing the
Easy Cheese.
Cheese Whiz is in a jar and a can.
Yeah. Oh, everybody.
Huzzah! Cheese Whiz has gone 21st century, Courtney. You can get it in a can now.
But you remember the Easy Cheese? That's the brand I know and loved.
All right, Lance Hildebrand, how's traffic?
Not good. Traffic sponsored by BP Gasoline.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We're really excited about next weekend because the Cardinals are kicking off summer. But we are before them.
Yes.
Uncorked happens. It's the first sip of summer, and it's in Keener Plaza. So if you're going to the Cardinals game, stop by there before.
Yeah.
Stop by there after. We have a great night of music on Friday and Saturday. Our headliners for Friday night, Matt Nathanson.
Plain White Tees.
And
can we say that other one?
I don't know.
For the life of me, I can't remember if we're supposed to or not.
If you know, now you know. And then Saturday, Matt Carney. It's going to be really fun. You know, I think both soundtracks are going to complement each other. You know, while we're at Uncorked, you're going to hear the fireworks go off whenever the Cards score a home run. And then you can go to Uncorked and then go to the Cardinals game and also maybe hear some of the concert at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
We're a block away. Come on.
So both Friday and Saturday. Saturday, the same thing. You know, it's we start the music, a lot of local acts, a lot of food, a lot of drink, and a lot of fun. So if you want to have a special seat for the shows on Friday and Saturday, you can go to Y98.com and get food and drink and a good vantage point to see all the great acts. Again, all the info online, Y98.com.
Your code word for the 12K a day giveaway coming up in less than 10 minutes, along with news and traffic.
From Y98.
All right, you heard it. Media, M-E-D-I-A. Text it to 72881. You have 50 minutes to do it, and you could win $1,000 as part of the 12K a day giveaway. Another couple words, Verve Pipe. We're allowed to mention them. They are going to be performing during Uncorked on Friday night, Keener Plaza, June 1st. So if you want to see Verve Pipe, Matt Nathanson, and Plain White Tees that night, you can get your VIP tickets on sale at y98.com/uncorked.
You know it's okay.
Bragging on yourself sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what Dr. Phil said.
How'd you guys do that?
Because.
Hang on, okay.
You just knew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Kev.
It may not be the exact line. I might have set it up wrong, but you knew where I was going.
Right.
All right. So, you know it's okay?
Bragging on yourself sometimes.
Redo. I saw somebody post this on Facebook and I thought, well, yeah, you should be highly proud of yourself.
Hey, you know something that's okay? Bragging on yourself sometimes.
Yep.
All right.
It's what I said, Dr. Phil.
I said it totally wrong, Dr. Phil.
Are you a drunk?
Yes. I saw on Facebook I think it was like last week, this girl that I'm friends with had posted a picture of a big hole in her front grill of her car. And she said she'd been driving around for like a year with this hole in her grill.
Is that where the emblem is supposed
yes,
to be?
Yes, but it was...
Like yours.
Yes, yes, but my emblem was just gone.
Okay.
Okay, oh, this was like a hole in her grill. So mm-hmm. So she took it to a place, and they said it's going to be X amount of dollars, like a crazy amount of money to have it. So she drove around for like a year. Finally, she decided, I'm going to try to fix this myself. So she ordered the new grill, watched a YouTube video, and fixed it herself.
Oh my
wow,
gosh!
Awesome.
For like just the amount of the part to
that's
fix it.
That's so impressive.
Right? Yes. So I thought that would be kind of a fun call-in. Like, what did you learn how to do from maybe watching a video?
Right.
Or you did yourself for the first time and you have pride and you want to brag about it.
Right.
Could be small.
Yeah.
Could be trapezing.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of my trapezing. I cannot wait for people to see the
video.
It
was impressive.
Too.
Yeah. Tim and Kevin both tried to trapeze with Trapeze STL on Monday. One succeeded.
one was on the bench due to injuries. It wasn't his
right.
fault. And
we both
look cool doing it. We had the same shoes on.
So I thought that would be fun to find we had the same shoes on.
I'm embarrassed to discuss the last thing I taught myself on YouTube. Is it something I should know?
What?
Wait, let me guess.
Have you guys learned to do anything off a YouTube video before?
I don't like learning. I think so. I don't recall.
I was more double checking. I was more making sure I was right, but I did pull up a YouTube video and everything.
Okay. Is it something mechanical?
Yes.
Is it something around the house?
No.
Is it something about your car?
Yes.
Is it how to fill the tires?
No.
Changing a tire?
No.
Windshield wipers?
No.
Check your oil?
No.
Why don't you just tell us what it is?
Drive.
He is bad with directions.
Jump a battery.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
I always get nervous that I'm going to cross them
Me
and
too.
Then blow everything up.
Right, because you're putting yourself in a pretty precarious situation mm-hmm. with that. You cross the streams
yeah.
or whatever, you're
yeah.
in big trouble. I got through it, though, with my... friend Jose on YouTube.
I don't think that you should be embarrassed of that.
Okay, well, I'm not. I feel good about it. I can jump a car and I can swing on a trapeze.
That's right. And we already have calls coming in, so we're going to get to your calls
okay.
about brag on yourself, something you learned how to do that you completed and you want to talk about it. 531-9898. That's both our phone line and text line. Illinois 618-397-9898.
Okay, but first, news and traffic. News is brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing your child better. Sunny and 87 today, already 71 downtown with Lance, and a look at traffic.
I've gotten tweets from Lucy and...
Hello, Y98. We're taking calls from people that are really proud of something that they learned how to do from YouTube or took it on themselves to fix something. And the calls are great. We got a bunch of texts as well.
Yeah, you know, this one I love because I just did this the other night. Keep score at a baseball game. I know it's small, but when your daughter's team's relying on you to relay the correct information.
Yeah. Do they know you?
Exactly. They do, unfortunately. They said, can you handle this? Can you multitask, Kevin? I said, I can't even task. So, but yeah, they did that. Taking apart a garbage disposal.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. And then putting a new one in. Finishing their entire basement, thanks to YouTube.
Wow.
And then this one kind of is a twofer, because it's for Jen and Courtney. Brew gluten-free beer.
Oh.
Wow.
Or you could just buy it from the store.
There are a couple of gluten. But maybe before, because there weren't a lot of options a couple years ago.
I'm so not DIY. I'm like, can I just buy it?
I'm
okay.
The same. Listen, I buy cantaloupe sliced. That's how.
Yeah, that's real bad.
I know. It's real.
I can show you a YouTube video about how to cut it if you want.
I know that it'll sit there if
yes.
I don't. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, now it's rotten. Angie's on the phone. Angie, go ahead and brag on yourself.
Okay, I watched a YouTube video to stone fireplaces.
Oh, yeah.
Like multiple or just your own?
No, we have two, a top one and a bottom one. They have different rock on them. And my husband thought I was nuts, and I said, well, we can save probably about 10 grand. So he said, how do you know that you can do this? I go, well, YouTube said I could. So I went ahead and I did them.
Well,
wow. No, no stones have fallen off yet.
How much did it cost you total?
The stonework for both and my bar came to about a little over $4,000, I think. But it would have cost us $15,000 if we would have had somebody do it.
Well, wow. Text us a picture. We want to see it.
Oh, you know what? I don't know if I have one on my phone, but I will.
All right.
All right.
531-9898. That's our text line, Angie. Thanks for calling.
This afternoon, okay. Paul Cook's going to get a picture of a
fireplace.
He's not going to know why.
I don't understand this. What, is that a message to me?
He's like, it looks like she did it herself.
Let's talk about Zero Res. You know, before they became the company known as Zero Res, I don't know if they were like messing around with YouTube videos, but... they figured there has to be a better, safer way to clean carpets and area rugs without harsh chemicals, without shampoos and... Y98, we're talking about things you learned how to do, whether it was watching YouTube or reading some manual, things you taught yourself how to do that are pretty impressive. And Andrea called up. She said she was never really great about stuff in school. So she went onto YouTube and started watching like how to start her own business because she started making kombucha. And it's like a fermented drink.
Thank you.
That's not beer that you would not be interested in.
Is
Courtney.
It? What, like drink for what?
It helps with probiotics. It's supposed to help your immune system, make you feel better. So a lot of people love it. A lot of people are addicted to kombucha. But she started this Comblue kombucha. It's in stores everywhere, but she like taught herself the business side of things because she didn't really know how to like market her product by watching YouTube videos.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Super
if you
impressive.
Can market something that tastes like that, then you're good at
marketing. Yeah, absolutely.
We got some texts as well.
Yeah, I have to mention this one because it's our good friend Mickey. Mickey was able to build an amazing looking stormtrooper suit.
I knew
suit,
that was going to be it.
Mickey for cosplay.
Dresses
yeah.
up a lot. For different events,
yeah,
Star
yeah.
Wars.
But he was able to do it thanks to YouTube. Tune up a truck, install a computer hard drive, learned how to sew. It's funny because they said, I learned what to sew, how to sew, and then now I thought to myself, now what? So I don't know where you go with that, but there you go. And
you
then
sew. And
sew buttons.
And then how to install a thermostat.
Wow.
See, a lot of these things, if I accomplished from YouTube, I'd get real cocky and I'd be like, I'm going to build a helicopter. You know, like something like, oh,
I can do that.
Yeah, I did a thermostat. How hard can a helicopter be? And then I'd hurt somebody.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hey, Kim.
Hi there.
Go ahead and brag on yourself.
Well, usually I don't touch anything that has to do with plumbing. But I had a plumber come over because the inside of the toilet tank was broken. And they gave me about a $270 estimate. And I was like, ugh. Okay, I'll pay it. It's plumbing. But then I was like, okay, the part's $19.99. And I went to the store and I bought it. I watched a YouTube video and I fixed my toilet all by myself.
Hey, nice!
Huge, Kim.
No leaking water anywhere.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how long ago was this?
Probably about 4 or 5 months ago.
Good job, Kim.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
Bye-bye.
My husband never weighs in, but he texted me. He was proud of himself when he replaced the faucet on the kitchen sink by watching a YouTube video.
Way to go, Ryan.
I know. It was pretty impressive.
I know. That makes you feel
makes
good.
Makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jennifer's next up. Hey, Jennifer, go ahead. Brag on yourself.
So I just got through a horrible divorce, and my two kids and I moved into a condo, and it needed new flooring because it was a foreclosed condo. And my mom's like, oh, we can put our own flooring in, you know, just get that laminate, that new hardwood snap together flooring.
Yep.
I was like, there's no way we can do this. And so sure enough, we put new flooring on the entire first floor of my condo, and it looks gorgeous. And like, I measure everything to this day, you know, my self-esteem and everything of, oh, I can do that. I put my own flooring in. I can easily, you know, do a new door handle or, you know, put up a picture or something and... Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And we learned how to do it on YouTube. So.
Well, congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Entertainment Schmig is next on Courtney and Company.
Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I...
And it's brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today. Pretty awesome. The Voice finale last night. Kind of a coup as American Idol came back on ABC and The Voice got Kelly Clarkson as a first-time judge. And reminiscent of her win on American Idol, she scores her first win, her first season as a judge. Bryn awesome. Cartelli, 15 years old, youngest winner in series history. And Kelly was her biggest cheerleader. She said, I'm going to be Bryn's big sis for life. One, just because I love her parents, we would totally barbecue. She's kind of stuck with me whether she likes it or not. I love being her friend. I love being her mentor. And I love being her cheerleader. I don't know. We may have our first Voice star on our hands. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic.
I just love this headline. Nick Jonas spotted on date with Bebe Rexha after sliding into Jenna Dewan's Instagram.
What does that mean?
They both performed on the American Idol finale. So Nick and Bebe went out for dinner on Monday night. So a lot of people are thinking maybe they're an item. But that very same day, Jenna Dewan posted a picture from the Billboard Awards. She said, "'Twas such a fun night." And Nick Jonas said, Twasn't it? What does it mean? Probably nothing.
I think
people
nothing.
Are making a big deal about it. Kevin Federline's making a big deal about the fact that he needs more child support from Britney Spears. She's getting Vegas money.
How many kids does he have total? Doesn't he have like 6 kids?
Oh my God, a lot.
Yeah.
3 different
baby
mamas.
Yep.
Mamas. $20,000 a month from Britney Spears right now. His lawyer said he deserves 3 times that.
What are you doing with these children? I mean, is she paying for all the kids?
I don't know. And David Spade was on Ellen. He said he likes to date younger women, but they at least have to have their GED.
He dates a lot of younger women.
That's all he dates.
I can't figure it out. Like, what is the...
I think he's funny.
Yeah, but I don't know. There are a lot of people who are funny.
He's really funny.
He is.
You know the story he's got about when he was on SNL? He used to... he'd bring girls back to his apartment, and he would have queued up on the VCR when he did stand-up on Letterman as if it was just on TV. So they'd walk in and be like, oh, this old thing.
Oh, that's great. He's very funny.
He is,
but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he's so tiny. He was never on my radar.
No, I don't think he's very attractive. I just think he's, oh my gosh. Anytime he's on Ellen, it's my favorite. He's just the best guest.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you guys bully David Spade anymore. So let's.
Okay, moving on. let's talk about Double Dare. You know, it's coming back. They're rebooting it. And it looks like original Double Dare host Mark Summers will be part of the new version.
Oh, cool.
He's going to do color commentary.
Is that Mark with a C?
Kark, yes. Kark Summers. And Liam Neeson is joining Chris Hemsworth in the new Men in Black movie.
Huh.
Ooh.
Well, is Will Smith in it?
I don't know. But speaking of Will Smith, he's performing the official FIFA World Cup anthem along with Diplo this summer. Summer's World Cup's in Russia.
Huh.
It's been a while since we've got some music from Will Smith.
I thought when you told the Double Dare thing and Mark Summers is coming back, and then you went right into Liam Neeson, and I thought Liam Neeson was somehow involved in the Double Dare reboot.
And then you were really excited.
I got really excited.
Because, you know, to be on Double Dare, you do need to have a certain set of skills.
That's true. I like to get slimed.
CBS, the most watched network for the 10th straight year.
Wow.
But they
don't win in the all important
demo.
1849.
Right. 1849. NBC was number one by a big margin.
Wow.
Yeah, CBS viewers a little bit on the older side, blue bloods. Kennedy is like driving that number down.
I know.
They're like, how is it that blue bloods, we have like a 12-year-old watching? This is weird. NBC had the Super Bowl and Winter Olympics too.
Oh yeah.
Then ABC, then Fox, then the C-Dub.
I swear, I think Riverdale has helped the C-Dub with their numbers.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Milo Ventimiglia says Crock-Pot wasn't the first choice for igniting the fire on This Is Us. He said it did change from a different kitchen appliance to a slow cooker. It was originally supposed to be something else known to have problems that was abandoned. But they used the Crock-Pot instead since a lot of people use it for Super Bowl, which you remember Crock-Pot Gate. I mean, Crock-Pot stock went down.
Yeah.
This Is Us released like a
apology.
Yeah. Wow. Everyone said, don't worry about this. I think whatever other appliance it was, when it finally does come out, I think they dodged a bullet right there. They need to send some flowers to This Is Us.
Was it a Pinto? Trying to get stuff that has problems.
Yeah, right. Well, a kitchen appliance.
Oh, well.
And
the scene would have been really different.
Totally.
It's been 25 years, but we apparently found out that Jessie Spano on Saved by the Bell, remember when she was so excited?
I'm so excited!
Originally, she was not on caffeine pills. She was actually on speed.
No way.
Yes. But NBC's standards and practices said it was too serious for Saturday morning.
It was Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, right. And now they're number one, so they made the right decision.
That's Entertainment Schmig, and it's time for Celebrity Birthdays, which Tim is doing this week because
there's a little competition going on. And if you remember, Lance is in the lead with just 7 points. Courtney and Jen tied for second. Then Kevin is last, but only with 10 points, so he's fine. We're going to do 4 celebrity birthdays today. And again, the loser on Friday has to eat a foot sandwich, which is a sandwich that I will be preparing with my feet. I'm not going to lie to you. Not a lot to choose from this week. These are not great, but I think it's going to make some interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll make for some interesting scores.
No. You know, just one wrong.
Right. Yeah, these are rough. Drew Carey. Host of The Price is Right. You know him and love him from The Drew Carey Show. How old is Drew Carey? Please lock in your answers now.
I think this is deceptive, right?
It really is. I don't know. I got it, though.
I got it.
I'm going with my first
Lance,
answer.
You ready?
Yep.
Lance.
58.
Kevin.
I said 58 also.
Oh, God.
Jen.
I said 50.
I said 53.
Drew Carey, 60 years old.
Oh!
The price is wrong.
He doesn't look bad for 60. He looks pretty good.
He does.
Oh, God.
He does look good, yeah.
That wasn't good.
All right, if you thought that was hard, these are going to get, those next two are interesting. Karen Duff Duffy. She was an MTV VJ. She was a Revlon model. She was in Dumb and Dumber.
She was just on The Real Housewives of New York.
Really?
Yeah.
What was she doing on there?
She's friends with Carol Radziwill.
Huh.
And she had a book coming out.
Oh, yeah, about pain management. She's a chronic. Yes. She has chronic pain, and she writes about that, and she's an advocate for stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
I got mine.
Locked in.
See, I'm trying to think of the era.
Locked in.
I think I'm too young, so I'll start. 48.
I think she's got to be older than that.
I'm 58.
40.
Carol Radziwill.
46.
I said 54.
Duff is 56.
Holy, I just got 20 points in 2 birthdays.
Ouch, babe.
Yeah, I thought Jen, that you are not having a good day.
Listen, one bad day though. It's only Wednesday.
Ooh, and my feet are okay. They're not that bad. All right, this is a tough one.
I'm gonna have to get a doctor's note.
R&B master Maxwell. He had that video. Yeah, and he sings Pretty Wings, one of my all-time favorites.
Maxwell.
Not to be confused with D'Angelo. I feel like people mix them up sometimes.
Or Rockwell.
Yes.
Who's Maxwell?
He did a version of Woman's Work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lifetime, Get to Know You, and Pretty Wings.
That's my impression.
Maxwell.
I have no idea.
You guys locked?
I'm just making, right now I'm just writing random guess. Numbers down.
Lance.
48.
Kevin.
I also said 48.
Wow.
Jen. And we're 20 feet apart.
I know.
Said Jen?
45.
Hey. I
Courtney.
Said 50.
Jen nails it. 45.
Oh,
I got
nailed
five.
It. Thank God.
And you needed that. Okay. And finally, who will save your soul? It's Jewel. How old is Alaskan songstress Jewel?
She's pretty young when she first came to the scene.
She's a yodeler, you know. Are we locked?
Yep.
All right, Jewel. Shoot. Courtney, how old is Jewel?
I don't know. I'm saying 46.
Jen?
I think we're about the same age. I put 44.
Kevin?
I said 48. It's been working for me.
Lance?
I said 45.
Jen really turns things around. Jewel is 46 years old.
Whoa.
I said 46.
Oh, no. Courtney. Well, but Jen got pretty close, so she's fine. Sorry. Okay. Jewel, wait a minute. Guys, I screwed up. Jewel's 44. Courtney did.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Jen was on. I read my sheet wrong. I'm sorry.
Only 2 points.
Yeah. Jewel is 44. All right. I'm going to crunch some numbers, do some math, and we'll see who's that much closer.
I didn't have a good day either, Jen.
I had a pretty awful day.
It was bad birthdays, guys. I could have given you Ryan Coogler. You know who Ryan Coogler is?
Yes, I do. Coogler. He was in a bunch of 90s movies.
Nope, you're wrong. You're thinking of Keith Coogan, I
That's
think.
Who I'm thinking of.
Ryan Coogler is the director of Black Panther and Creed, and he's 32.
32? Oh,
wow.
See?
Thank
God. That was surprising. We only had so much to work with. Anyway, those are your celebrity birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday.
I'm a little sick. Lance.
Does your sickness taste like feet?
Yeah, you know what, Mike?
Because mine does a little, yeah, has a touch of foot.
What might make you feel better?
Oh, traffic.
Or the whereabouts of Keith Coogan nowadays. Traffic is sponsored by Ban. Westbound 2.
198 with Camila Cabello on Y98. Did I already say Y98? Good morning.
Stunned.
Good morning. Yeah, I think so. Just a little bit after that birthday game.
I didn't do well either.
Oh, it was bad. I don't even want to do this. I was going to do this story, but...
Just do the story.
Okay. I'm going to do it only because it's going to bother Tim, because this was his idea, this foot sandwich. Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line said their collaborations are not done after working with Nelly, Haley Steinfeld, Backstreet Boys, and BB REXA with their latest hit. They have another short list of artists they want to work with, including Bruno Mars, Cardi B, and Justin Timberlake.
Those are three hard passes, Florida Georgia Line. Sorry.
Right. You're the rap now.
Yeah, I will speak. Cardi B wouldn't be caught dead with Florida Georgia Line.
You've got ins in the music biz.
Not with those three, I don't.
You don't know somebody that knows somebody that possibly...
I know somebody that knows Katy Perry's guitar tech. That's about...
Name drop. Okay, celebrity scores. Yes. Okay. Based on how poorly someone does with celebrity birthdays, someone's eating a sandwich made by Tim's feet at the end of the week.
Okay, and this is combined. This is where we sit after today and yesterday. Yeah. Jen had a rough day today. In the lead currently, Lance, 15.
You mean he's really not in the lead?
Well,
he's
doing the best.
Least
yes.
likely.
Doing the best.
Yeah, he's doing the best.
Okay.
Least likely to eat a foot.
15
sandwich.
Points today?
No, 15 total.
That's
good because I mean, last time we did this, I think it was Richard Jenkins was the guy who got me, and I mean, I was like 13 years off on him.
Yeah.
So anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
So Lance has fewer points cumulatively than I got
today.
Really?
That is correct.
All right, go.
You had a big day.
Second place is Kevin.
No, I don't think I'm...
Next winner is Courtney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With 25.
Still not good.
Then Kevin with 27. Then Jen with 29. So it's really... Lance is in a good spot. The three of you are all very close, but again, somebody could put up a 20-point day.
Yeah.
We could have a Drew Carey or a Duff show up tomorrow.
Thank God I nailed two birthdays today because I got 20 points on the other two alone.
Friday, foot sandwich.
I don't know who I most want to eat the foot sandwich.
You're not rooting for anyone?
No, I'm really not. I don't have a...
I think you need to pick somebody.
Yeah, you got to have somebody that you're... I've already lost a bet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not me.
It can't be me.
It still could be.
Tim, it can't be me.
I'm saying honestly, I don't know.
What does that matter?
I don't know. I've already got a feet thing.
I don't want it to be Jen because she's already been through a lot these last few weeks.
It's looking like it's going to be me.
No, I don't know. I think either of you two would be funny.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I already did something. It's time for Kevin or Lance, although Kevin lives his life. 12K Cobra coming up in about 7 minutes on Y98.
Kevin's punishment is living. Is that what you're saying?
Live from the Plaza Motor Studios, this is
Y98. It's Courtney and Company at 9:36. And your code word this hour, if you haven't texted it yet to 72881, is proof. That is for the 12K a day giveaway on Y98. And if you text it before the end of the hour, you could be $1,000 richer, just like Lindsay Christopher of Hillsboro.
Foodstuffs!
All right, Foodstuffs. We like to talk about new products, and there's something out. It's on your shelves right now. Cocoa Pebbles, you guys fans?
They were never my favorite, but I like a
fruity pebble.
Really? See, I've always been cocoa over fruity.
And I liked Cocoa Krispies more than... Cocoa Pebbles, but every now and then I would do Cocoa Pebbles.
They're Krispies. One of those cereals, though, you have to eat like a maniac fast.
Yes, because it gets real soggy.
Yeah,
yes.
That is true. Well, peanut butter and Cocoa Pebbles are out.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yes.
What took them so long, right?
Yeah, because I'm telling you, those Reese's Puffs, I used to be strictly a Cap'n Crunch peanut butter girl.
Okay.
But after trying the Reese's Puffs...
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
They're quality.
Okay.
I'm just saying. And the peanut butter Captain Crunch used to like cut my roof of my mouth up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
so
about?
So delicious though.
Yes.
Have you ever had the chicken tenders but with
Captain Crunch
as the batter?
I did one time and it was at that Tenacious Eats.
Oh yeah.
It was for Better Off Dead.
They used to have them at Planet Hollywood back in the
day. Yeah, it's a smart idea.
Food stuffs.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know if this qualifies as a trend, but if you think about it, this stuff really is available more and more. Bowl food. So you go to a place and you just tell them what you want in the bowl. It's kind of a salad, I guess, but not necessarily. So like I go to that place, Revel Kitchen.
Yeah.
In that Brentwood Promenade, or it's by Club Fitness and stuff. And you just pick your different ingredients for a bowl. Anyway, just a story that it's
like the
trendy.
Biggest growing
thing.
Well, when I go to Chipotle or Qdoba, I always get a bowl. Like, I always make it a bowl.
I tend to put my meals in a bowl as opposed to on a plate. I don't know why.
Because you're trendy, that's why.
No, but like spaghetti, do you want to eat spaghetti on a plate? No, you eat it in a bowl.
No, yeah. You do.
Yeah, you want to.
Okay.
You really do. You could eat a salad on a plate, but you want to put it in a bowl. Why not?
Why do we even have plates then?
I don't know. Yeah. They're useless, really.
Crazy Bowls was ahead of their time.
They were. Crazy, those people. Okay. What's in a hot dog? Do you guys know?
You don't want to know.
You don't. I always try to buy the hot dogs that are like turkey dogs or...
I get the kosher. Oh, yeah. I get the kosher specific. Dog.
Yes, where you know more.
Right.
Yeah, and you know more because your dad used to be a livestock broker.
Yeah, but I don't. I didn't ask him a lot of questions because he scarred me with the pepperoni story in my youth. But he was like, he was lying to me.
He was.
But it's still in my head.
Oh, right.
So I cannot eat pepperoni.
I don't think I want to know the story.
Oh, it was a bad story.
Like my aunt and the gravy story.
That sounds scary, too.
Remember?
Yes,
she told me it was made from cow's blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Right. None of these are true.
You guys are really... Food stuff is going off the rails.
I know. Hot dogs. So hot dogs.
According to a new survey, 43% of Americans say they don't want to know what their hot dogs are made of.
I had hot dogs last night for dinner.
You did?
Isn't that weird?
Did you have hot dog burps afterwards?
No.
Because sometimes you do.
Because I bought good hot... you get the good dog.
Nathan's.
We didn't get Nathan's, but we got a good, a fresh time, fresh dog.
Oh,
yeah.
33%
of people say they don't eat hot dogs at all, mainly because they're afraid of the ingredients.
Well, I get it.
I get it.
Because they are. People make fun of hot dog ingredients all the time. Are hot dog ingredients the same as bologna? Because aren't they
yeah,
similar?
I think so. I did a little research for the story because that's what I do. I want to make sure that foodstuffs is of a certain caliber every day.
Wow, when did that start?
Today.
All right. And so first I went to, it's like hotdog.com. So it's like for the hot, it's the hot dog people. And
yeah,
they're like,
the hot dog council.
And they're like, there are a lot of myths about what goes on in hot dogs, but let us just tell you, it's only the finest quality, and that's not true, because you go anywhere else and it's like, after the steaks, chops, breasts, ribs, thighs, hams, tenderloins, and brisket are removed from any type of meat, there's a fair amount of gristle, fat, and something called offal. O-F-F-A-L.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Remain, of course, yeah.
But it's pronounced awful.
Your family's in the biz. That remains on a butchered animal. And early on, people realized this could be put to good use.
Grind it all up together.
Yeah.
Put it in a case.
That's why you eat a kosher dog.
What is it? What? Because you know what? Tell me what you know about it.
It's just better.
You don't know anything.
It's more expensive.
That's all you know?
Yeah. It's more expensive. Stuffs. Has to be better for you.
That's why I stick with veggie dogs. You know what's in them?
Yeah.
Veggies.
Nope.
The music you hear on Y98 is delivered to you by Schnucks, proudly standing with...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.